Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. We've been walking through the most important doctrines of the Catholic faith from the first part of the Catechism. And now we've come to the end, quite literally, with what we call the last things. Death, our particular judgment, and now, today, the end of the world. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the Creed, we profess, Jesus will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Now, we don't know when this will be, but Jesus did tell us the five things that will happen before the end of the world and the last judgment. And these are explained in the Catechism in paragraphs 673 to 682. The first thing that must take place before the end of the world is that the good news of Jesus must be proclaimed to the whole world, and the full number of Gentiles, non-Jews, will become Christian. Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the Gentiles, and then the end will come." But what is the full number of Gentiles? Only God knows. Yet Jesus gives us a clue to know when we are getting close, for he said, "Jerusalem will be trodden down," that is, under the control of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are finished. Now Jerusalem was destroyed and the Jews were removed in the year 70 and then again in 132. In the year 638, Palestine came under Muslim rule, and it remained so until the end of World War I, when it fell under British control. Finally, in 1948, the State of Israel was established, and now the Jews have control of both Israel and the West Bank territories. So, for the first time since 66 AD, Jerusalem is no longer trodden down by the Gentiles, no longer under the control of the Gentiles, which Jesus said would be the sign that step one is drawing to completion. Now, we don't know how long this will take, but it's certainly something to think about. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. The second thing that will occur before the end of the world is that after the full number of Gentiles enter the covenant with God, the Jews will recognize Jesus as the Messiah and become Christian. The Catechism says, the full inclusion of the Jews in the Messiah's salvation in the wake of the full number of Gentiles will enable the people of God to achieve its fullness. In Romans chapter 11, Paul writes, one section of Israel has become blind, but this will last only until the whole Gentile world has entered. And then after this, the rest of Israel will be saved as well. Now, that's fantastic. But the conversion of the Jews is delayed because the full number of Gentiles have not entered the covenant. And why not? Because we are not living our primary mission to go and make disciples of all nations. At the end of every Mass, we are dismissed with the words, go. We are supposed to be the missionaries who go back to our homes and out into the world to spread the gospel. But we have created a kind of Catholic welfare state where we have become passive recipients of benefits, and we haven't taken responsibility for the mission. But I think there's a simple way of life to correct this. Just make the commitment to meditate on the Word of God at the School of Mary and the Rosary every day. And then experience the healing and mercy of God once a month in confession. And then build a bridge of friendship with your family and friends to help them cross over to God. Do this, and you'll be doing your part. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, the third step before the end of the world, is the rise of the Antichrist and the great apostasy. Jesus said, many will fall away. Men will betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will arise, and they will deceive many. And with the increase of lawlessness, love in most men will grow cold. So when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth? And the Catechism tells us, before the second coming of Christ, the church must pass through a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers. The Antichrist will come and will unleash the ultimate deception, a seductive promise to solve all our problems, offering peace, security, and happiness on one condition, that we reject Christ and his church. And this deception is already at work. Every time we place our ultimate hope in science or technology, medicine or politics or economics, every time we place our ultimate hope in anything other than God, we take a step toward the lie. Yet only Jesus Christ can satisfy the deepest hunger of the human heart. Only in him do we find the perfect and lasting happiness that we were made for. Everything else will pass away. So we are called to a deep attachment to God and a proper detachment from everything else. Listen to this prayer of St. Nicholas of Flue. My Lord and my God, take from me everything that distances me from you. My Lord and my God, give me everything that brings me closer to you. My Lord and my God, detach me from myself to give my all to you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery, the fourth step before the end of the world, Jesus will come again in power and glory. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul tells us, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." As Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, escorted by all the angels, he will sit upon his throne of glory, and all the nations will be assembled before him." Can you imagine that moment? A trumpet blast that everyone can hear, and then you see all the angels and Jesus coming in power. And we will be there. Did you catch that? We will be there. Every person who ever lived. And Christ will separate us as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. And to those on his right, he will say, "Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For I was hungry and you gave me food, thirsty and you gave me drink, a stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, sick and in prison and you visited me." And we will ask, "Lord, when did we see you this way?" And he will answer, "Whatever you did for the least of these, my brothers, you did to me." But then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, for I was hungry and you gave me no food, thirsty and you gave me no drink, a stranger and you did not welcome me, naked and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison and you did not visit me." they too will ask, Lord, when did we see you and fail to help you? And he will answer, whatever you failed to do for one of the least of these, you failed to do for me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the virtuous into eternal life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, the fifth and final step before the last judgment and the end of the world, is the resurrection of all the dead. Now, who will rise? Everyone. For Jesus said, those who have done good will rise to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. And how will we rise? Well, St. Paul tells us that Christ will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body. So the resurrection of the body means not only will our immortal soul live on forever, but even our mortal body will come to life again. So what will we be like with a resurrected body? Well, Jesus gives us a glimpse because of what his resurrected body was like. His body was not bound by time or space. He could go wherever he wanted and whenever he willed after the resurrection. He passed through locked doors. He could change forms and not be recognized, yet he could still eat and drink with the apostles. So like the risen body of Jesus, our resurrected body will be immortal. We will no longer be subject to sickness, injury, death, decay, exhaustion. We will have indestructible life. We'll have the ability to go anywhere in the world we choose at any moment, simply by an act of the will or choice. We will not need to breathe or eat or drink or sleep, yet we will be able if we want. So in heaven, we will live by the principle of freedom from need. Now, in this life, we're subject to the laws of nature. But after the resurrection, the laws of nature will be subject to us. We will be truly superhuman in heaven because we will share in the very nature of God. So, what will it be like to be able to run and not grow weary? That's what we will experience. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Teresa, every meditation should end with a concrete resolution, some concrete good action that we should put into practice that flows from our meditation. And I didn't put in a resolution before we concluded.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we ought to throw out two or three good resolutions for this meditation. So I think maybe some good options are, a first one, today to do one concrete act of mercy for the least of the brothers and sisters mm-hmm. of Jesus. And, you know, there's a really practical way to do this because, so for example, if you're a mom or a dad and you have little kids, you got all kinds of chances to feed the hungry,
mm-hmm.
clothe the naked,
mm-hmm.
you know, welcome a stranger by giving mm-hmm. a roof over their head.
They'll even tell you, I'm hungry. I'm tired.
And, you know, if they're bad, you can put them in jail in their bedroom.
And then visit them.
And then visit them.
I like the idea of putting people into the scenario so that you can practice the Beatitudes.
That's true. That's true.
You can take away their dinner and then you can feed them later. It's brilliant.
That's a good point.
You can feed the hungry.
That's a good point.
I don't know if God gives you bonus points for that.
Boy, if you're clever about this, you get bonus points. You know,
we gotta get our clever from somewhere, and it's gotta be God.
That's right. Another way, this goes for kids and grandkids, do something for an elderly parent or grandparent. And the most important thing they need is just someone to spend some time with.
Not to make it sound too dour, but I think when we talk about visiting the imprisoned, I mean, it's not so much that every one of us should be driving out to a prison to speak with inmates, but think of the way in which especially people in nursing homes feel so isolated, and usually the ratio from nursing staff to the patients there is so low.
Yeah.
The best thing we could do to really, really fit that one, go visit the elderly.
And here's a bonus. It's not just nursing homes. We have people who because, you know, the families fragment and scatter all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have no loved ones around. It's not just nursing homes. They're living everywhere. They're in parishes. I mean, they go to our parishes. They're mm-hmm. in houses and apartments, and mm-hmm. they're all over.
Even I think about the young parents I know where their one is working and the other one's at home, and a lot of young moms that are just like, I just feel so isolated at home all the time. If only someone would just stop in.
So here's another one. How about this? Ask the Holy Spirit, identify somebody you can go visit, and then how about taking them communion? One of my greatest joys, when I was a little kid, my dad he took communion to the homebound.
I remember doing this with you when my siblings were in high school.
Yeah, we took communion to the people in the nursing home, but there's a lot of people homebound who they can't come to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
They don't receive the Eucharist. You could do a double favor for them, take them communion, and talk with them.
Especially because that helps in two ways, because it helps that person, their soul, and just their heart by sharing in community, but also I'm sure there are so many people getting calls from priests all the time, and so you're alleviating a little bit of their pressure and work.
Exactly.
My best friend works in a church, and so she knows the schedule of the priests in that church, and they're constantly going from person to person to person, event, just, we can't even fathom it.
Yeah.
So every time we support their parishioners, we're supporting them.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about the Antichrist and the great deception that the Antichrist will spread, but that deception's already in the world.
Mm.
And the greatest way to fight that deception is that prayer of detachment from St. Nicholas of Flue I shared.
Mm.
So maybe a resolution for someone else is that today, pray that prayer of detachment and surrender one of your false securities. We all have these crazy false securities. Pray the prayer of detachment. Let's see. That was in the...
Yeah, could you repeat that? That would help.
That was in the third mystery. See, all you have to do is look at the transcript or print mm-hmm. out the transcript. But this prayer is very powerful. It's from St. Nicholas of Flue. My Lord and my God, take from me everything that distances me from you. My Lord and my God, give me everything that brings me closer to you. My Lord and my God, detach me from myself to give my all to you.
Those are really good resolutions.
So what do you, any reflection, anything that struck you with this meditation before we close?
I think the perfect way to end is to say that truly the most Christian thing we should all be able to say at the end of the world, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
That is
truly Christian, the Christian mentality.
That is the way we have to go out.
Because I mean it so seriously that we don't do meditations like this, or for instance, that first point that, oh, there are these signs that you don't know if that could, if the, that implies that the end of the world is tomorrow or 2 centuries from now or a millennia from now. But no matter what, we shouldn't respond to this with this moral panic and immediately dropping everything and feeling like nothing matters and living in fear. We should be just as happy if it were tomorrow because we should love heaven, or if it's a long time from now because we should love this life too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because it's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.